Muhammad Afif and Sayyid Nasrullah Martyrs Day, political commentary by Nasser Kandil. Time and again, Hezbollah's media relations officer, Muhammad Afif, demonstrates the courage of the resistance media, mirroring the bravery of the fighters crafting epic tales on the battlefield. With a presence that exudes defiance, Afif chose to appear at the Sayyid al-Shuhada complex, where Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah has often addressed his supporters, particularly on Martyrs Day, which Afif marked this year as the first Martyrs Day of Nasrullah. Afif skillfully fills political and media voids left by Sayyid Nasrullah's absence. Due to strict security measures, Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasim can't make frequent appearances, so Afif steps in, tackling political issues, countering media narratives, dispelling misconceptions, and debunking fabricated stories. Contributions by both boost the morale of the resistance supporters, leaving a distinct mark on this war as a symbol of strength and presence. In his recent remarks, Afif subtly acknowledged Russia's openness to Donald Trump's presidential campaign, signaling that Hezbollah is similarly open to such movements as long as the entity adheres to its terms and limits. Yet he clarified that there is no movement against the resistance between Moscow and Washington, countering rumors of a U.S.-Russian deal centered on Ukraine that includes agreement on Syria at the resistance and Iran's expense. Afif also praised the Lebanese army while sidestepping the presidential debate regarding the army's commander, reiterating Hezbollah's position, no political discourse until the aggression ceases. He affirmed the army as a national institution and a trusted ally of the resistance, dismissing attempts to create a rift between them as the work of historical enemies of both the army and Hezbollah. Afif's response to Israeli claims of a dwindling missile stockpile was aptly framed as a rhetorical question. How could stockpiles be depleting if launch volumes are escalating? The most fitting answer to talk of missiles, he said, comes from the missiles themselves. Loyal and devoted to the resistance and its leader, Muhammad Afif exemplifies how to conduct a truthful media battle based on facts, not mere propaganda or wishful thinking, contrasting with the occupiers' media war. As such, he stands as a testament to the resistance superiority over the occupier.